Indiana will use more than $100 million from the federal infrastructure law to install electric vehicle charging stations in the state. The Indiana Department of Transportation plans to make it so most of the population would be no more than 35 miles from a station. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a new alliance worries black and brown communities will be left behind.
NDOT says nearly 60% of the chargers would be located in disadvantaged or rural communities, but disadvantaged can mean a lot of things. It doesn't have to include racial or ethnic diversity. Denise Abdul-Rahman is with the Indiana Alliance for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion for Electric Vehicle Infrastructure and Economic Opportunities. She says failing to locate EV chargers in black and brown communities would create two Indianas. One where people have EVs and better air quality, and another where children are still riding on diesel buses and there's no place to charge up.
I think Indiana is better than that, and we need to make sure that we get it right.
NDOT says about 20 of the 44 to 75 proposed EV charging sites are in areas where minority populations are either at or exceed the national average. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Among other things, Abdul-Rahman says the alliance would like to see EV chargers generating revenue for black-owned businesses and providing jobs for African-American Hoosiers and persons of color. NDOT plans to publish a final draft of the plan with a map of the proposed EV charging sites on its website Wednesday of next week.